It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The annual Community Roots Resource Fair is coming up soon. It's about making connections, connecting people with the help they need, and connecting organizations with the communities that they serve. It's the fourth annual event. It's coming up Wednesday, September 24th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. Joining us in studio today, we have a panel of guests, including Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director Annie Hockett, Tuolumne County Director of Public Health Michelle Jaquetta, and Sonora Area Foundation CEO Daryl Slocum. So good morning to all three of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you back on Motherlode Views. It's an important event in the community. Daryl Slocum, take us back. This is now the fourth year of the event. How did this all get started?
BJ, it was born during COVID when the county was seeing an increase in those seeking services. And in many cases, it was individuals who'd never had to ask for help before. And what we learned from that process is it's a bit intimidating. Especially for those who've never delved into that particular area. So we brainstormed, we talked about different things that could be done, and the idea came up of holding a resource fair where we invite the majority of those providing services in the county to exhibit, and then we invite the community to come down, visit the booths, talk about what particular area they need assistance in, and see if we can make some matches. And the first event went very, very well. It was well received both by the community and by our service organizations. And it was such a success that it was determined that it would be beneficial to continue into the future.
And Annie Hockett is Health and Human Services Agency Director. Why do you feel it's important to have an event like this in the community?
Well, as Daryl alluded, it can be a really overwhelming experience for somebody to access services for the first time. And so I think the vision was really to ensure that the process was as easy and seamless as possible. So instead of somebody maybe going online and researching and maybe cold calling agencies, everybody's at the same location at the same time. People can meet face-to-face with those that work at those organizations, answer any questions, and we feel it just really allows people to get the best information about the services that are available.
And Michelle Jaquetta, what's the role of public health at this event?
Hi, yeah, we're excited this year to bring, in lieu of our usual health fair that was historically held in October, is joining forces with the Community Roots team. And just as Annie mentioned, having everything in one place. So not only helping folks with all sorts of other resources, but also helping them connect with health care and wellness resources. So we will be bringing those health screenings and the opportunity to get their labs drawn, lab voucher purchases again, and free flu shots all in one place this year. So we're really happy to be able to bring everything together.
So it's all going to be incorporated into this one event here then?
Yes, we will be in a separate building with the health screenings, as that takes a bit of room, and we're happy that so many organizations will be here this year. So we're going to use two buildings. So the health screenings will be in the Sierra building, and the flu clinic will be on the right just as you drive in the Creekside building.
Yeah. And what do you say the status with the lab draws? Is that something they get off-site or they're at the fair?
It'll be a voucher for them to take to one of the Adventist labs during their normal business hours. So that way they can kind of do it whenever they're, like if they've fasted in the morning, they can go a different time and just go to the lab. So for $45, they'll be able to purchase the lab voucher just like we have had, we did last year. And then they can just go, they'll have 30 days to use it and get their labs drawn.
Going back to Annie Hockett, what types of groups and organizations will be at this fair?
Yeah, we are so thrilled that we have such a good turnout. We have about 50 organizations that are slated to attend. We have clusters of service organizations, I would say, senior services, job and education support. We have our emergency services partners that will be there, youth and family services, housing supports, some support in the area of transportation, as well as an emphasis on general health and wellness.
You know, we've had the complex fires here recently. Is that going to be kind of an element to help people who have been impacted by the recent fires?
Yes, certainly. We feel that a lot of the organizations that have already been asked to kind of support those that have been impacted by the fire will be there. So it would be a great opportunity for those that want some more information about those services to be able to talk directly to somebody and get that support in place.
Just kind of in general, kind of the state of the county right now and the need for local resources, how would you describe things?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we continue each year to just see more and more people in need. You know, we have more people accessing our social services probably than ever before. And so, you know, we feel, again, this is a great opportunity for people to come and meet the staff that organize those programs and ask questions. And our goal is really to connect as many people in need to the services that are available for them.
Daryl Slocum, I'll go back to you. When we first highlighted this on Motherlode Views, you were on the initial panel 4 years ago when we talked about the community resource fair. You know, what kind of need do you feel that this event kind of fills in our community?
Well, again, I think I said this on the first show. Imagine that scenario, and this was really clear for me. You know, the husband and wife, they're sitting at a table, they're looking over their expenses, and they realize they can't make it work. Like, we've got a problem here. The question comes up, what can we do? Where do we turn? This is the attempt to answer that. Services are wide-ranging, and that's why we have, as Annie said, over 50 organizations represented. It's absolutely overwhelming, and I think about those that were impacted by the fires recently and those who have been displaced from their homes. I mean, they're already staggering, and now on top of that, they got to figure out what to do. And so the fair potentially creates an opportunity for one-stop shopping, and we love that Michelle and Public Health are joining us this year, because one of the things that people often don't think about is that there's a segment of our population that are absolutely transportation impaired. They can't just jump in a vehicle and run to an appointment anytime they need to. They're often relied on public transportation or relying on friends to get them there. And so having the health fair at component added to Community Roots is really ideal. And it provides the opportunity not for everyone in the community to solve all of their problems, but coming to Community Roots that day will help them be more educated about what's available in the community and help them make connections to organizations that might be able to provide them assistance.
Annie Hockett, are there things that people should do ahead of time to make sure they get the most out of this upcoming event?
I don't think so, BJ. I think, you know, I would just encourage anybody that is curious about those services to attend. Maybe it's not you or your family that's in need of those services. Maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe it's a grandparent. So I would just encourage anybody to come and check it out. And I think everybody will walk away with some really great information.
Are there any services or benefits that stand out in your mind that sometimes get overlooked that people might not be aware of that they might be eligible for?
You know, one thing I will mention, I think we're excited about this year, is we are going to have some food and cooking demos that I think will be really interesting to folks to really emphasize healthy eating. And so we'll be able to give some good gifts in conjunction with that. I'll keep some of it a secret and encourage people to come and check it out. But I think that has historically been a really fun part of the event, and people can kind of come get a new recipe and go home with maybe some ingredients on how to make that at home. So we're excited about that.
BJ, I've got a current example for you. I had somebody in my office yesterday, and they are caring for a loved one, their 92-year-old mom, and they've got people coming in to help them, but it's not enough. And so I told them about services that Area 12 Agency on Aging offers for caregiving and support, and encouraged them to call and find out more about it. I don't have all the answers, but I know they have those programs available, and I think there are many in the community that are already taking advantage of it, but there's others who may not know about it. And if they come to Community Roots, they can go to the Area 12 booth and get all their questions answered and find out whether there might be programs there that would benefit someone who is really strained trying to care for a loved one.
And Daryl, tied into like the local organizations and the state of needs, kind of similar question I asked to Annie. What are you noticing and hearing right now when it comes to the local need in the community?
Our food banks and food pantries continue to be stressed. that's one of the first places people go to when they're trying to make their budget work. So we've been working with them. We've got an upcoming meeting of our FeedNet group, which is a consortium of those that are providing feeding and helping with food insecurity. But it's not limited to that. It's PG&E bills have become, energy bills have become a big problem. And we're seeing a lot of requests for help in that arena. And as Annie mentioned, it's just an overall increase in those seeking support.
We're talking about the Community Roots Resource Fair on this weekend's Motherlode Views. It's coming up Wednesday, September 24th, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Joined in studio today, we have a panel of guests getting us up to speed about everything that's going to be taking place at the fair. Joined in studio by Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director Annie Hockett, Tuolumne County Public Health Director Michelle Jaquetta, and Sonora Area Foundation CEO Daryl Slocum. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we're talking about the annual Community Roots Resource Fair. It's coming up soon. It's about making connections in the community. It's coming up Wednesday, September 24th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora, now in its fourth year. Joining us in studio today, we have Tuolumne County Director of Public Health, Michelle Jaquetta, Sonora Area Foundation CEO, Daryl Slocum, and Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director Annie Hockett. Michelle Jaquetta, I'll go back to you with this next question. You know, I had asked Annie earlier a little bit about things that people can do to kind of prepare to come to this event. What's your thoughts on that question as well?
Sure. I agree that I don't think people have to do anything, but if they're curious, like I'm not sure if I want to attend this thing or what's going to be there for me, they can certainly go to the website. The Community Roots website is communityroots.org. And tuolumnecounty.ca.gov/public health is where they can reach. They can take a peek at the health fair page and see what screenings are going to be offered. We're happy that this year there's going to be foot exams, eye exams, pulse oximetry, a depression screening, balance testing, genetic screening, bone density, glucose, blood pressure, height and weight, oral health exams, and some info on Hep C and STIs. And again, the lab vouchers, and that's a pretty comprehensive lab they're going to get. I don't want to go through all those things, but they can go to the website and see all the things that are going to be. But, you know, usually the things that you want to check, like thyroid and cholesterol and all that. And there's actually, I didn't mention earlier, an optional PSA for men that can do for an extra $10. You can certainly call 211. We really want to highlight that resource for our community. It's relatively new, activated last year, and so we're trying to get folks familiar with that resource. It's kind of like a nice resource guide, but you get to talk to a person, and it's available 24/7. So, yeah, and again, the flu shots will be there, and we're happy that not every year that we're able to get the senior shot, but it's like a higher dose for those 65 and older, and we will have those available. And those are also free for folks. So.
As public health director, how important would you say it is to stay on top of all these screenings?
Oh, very important. Preventive health, you know, the apple a day keeps the doctor away is, you know, a true thing. So just knowing where you are with your health, and if you haven't been in a while, what's key is that we can also, like this doesn't replace a checkup. And so we hope that we can connect folks to a primary care provider if they don't have one or haven't seen one in a very long time. And I do really want to thank the providers that are going to be there doing the screenings and can help folks get connected to, like, Adventist Health, Matheson Memorial Medical Clinic, Tuolumne Miwok Indian Health, MACT, Smile Keepers, Hearing Life. All those folks are there providing the screenings for us and that connection and with the folks that are going to be there.
And you say the flu shots are free of charge?
Yes.
Should they do anything ahead of time to fill out any forms?
We do have the registration form available on our website, which I mentioned earlier. They don't have to do that. Like if they forget or they just want to show up and get the flu shot, they can certainly do that there. But if they want to print it out and have it ready, that just makes it a little bit faster.
Daryl Slocum, I'll go back over to you. As mentioned, now in its fourth year, this event, have you heard some success stories in the community?
We have heard numerous success stories from the providers, and it's not limited to just helping those in need of services. There's also been connections made where we now have people volunteering at various organizations as a result of who they met that day at Community Roots. But Annie's going to talk a little bit more about how enthused the organizations have been about the fair, and we've heard numerous stories about connections that they've made and how they have been able to help people as a result of being at the fair.
Annie Hockett?
Yeah, thank you, Daryl. So as Daryl mentioned, I think the overall participation of this event has just far exceeded probably initial expectations. As mentioned, we have 50 organizations that will be there this year. And what we've heard is that, you know, not only do those organizations get an opportunity to directly connect with those that may need their services and help, but they, as Daryl mentioned, can connect with one another and share information between agencies, which just, I think, strengthens our overall community and our response to helping those in need. If I'm working at Area 12, as Daryl mentioned, and I'm sitting next to maybe public health at the Community Roots Fair, we are absolutely networking and working together to, again, kind of just provide the most information and resources to our community. So I think that's a natural great success as well with this event.
And do you have a committee that puts this event on?
We do. We have a small but mighty committee within our Health and Human Services Agency. I think everybody on that committee, you know, shows up recognizing the importance of this event and puts their heart and soul into making it successful and preparing for all the things that come with a large-scale event like this. So we certainly want to thank everybody that's on that committee for volunteering their time and showing up with that enthusiasm.
Daryl Slocum, how would you kind of describe the atmosphere or the vibe of this event?
It's actually really upbeat, a lot of enthusiasm, as Annie just mentioned. I think the organizations have made a lot of friends and colleagues at the other organizations, and so it's a little bit of a homecoming. They really look forward to being together. And then the guests, the people from the community who come in, they pick up on that. They sense that it's a vibrant, uplifting environment, and I think the people have a really good time. We do, by the way, we do feed them. Sierra Bible has a crew that comes in and they make tri-tip sandwiches, and there are other refreshments available there, and it I think it just adds to lifting up the environment at the event.
I want to add, too, if I can, I think what we've seen is because of that atmosphere, people feel that they can comfortably come in and talk about sensitive things with the folks that are there. And so I think that wouldn't happen if we didn't have all these parts working together to create this kind of psychologically safe environment for someone to come in that maybe has to ask hard questions about needs that they maybe never have had. And so I just think that that's worth emphasizing, that is definitely the environment that this event has.
Yeah, I was going to ask too, how does that work? Because sometimes you may be providing sensitive information, want more private conversations. How does that work?
Yeah, I think we have those of us who are kind of working behind the scenes clearly identified to be able to have maybe a community member grab us, or maybe one of the organizations grab us, and we find a private spot to talk. And I know I personally have talked to many people, and they've explained their situation, and I say, okay, well, it sounds like maybe this person over here, let me go and introduce you to them. And so those sort of face-to-face connections, I think, are just so powerful and impactful, and this event allows us to do that.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about the Community Roots Resource Fair that is going to be coming up. It's the fourth annual event, Wednesday, September 24th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Joining us this weekend in studio, we have Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director Annie Hockett, Tuolumne County Director of Public Health Michelle Jaquetta, and Sonora Area Foundation CEO Daryl Slocum. Our final segment of Motherlode Views is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We're previewing the upcoming Community Roots Resource Fair that's coming up at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora, the fourth year of the event now. It's September 24th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Joined in studio by a panel of guests who are actively involved with the organization of the event, we have Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director Annie Hockett, Tuolumne County Director of Public Health Michelle Jaquetta, and Sonora Area Foundation CEO Daryl Slocum. Daryl Slocum, I've asked the other guests a little bit about what to expect at the event, but I haven't posed that question to you. So is there anything else you'd like to add about what people can expect?
Absolutely, BJ. Thanks. So as we mentioned earlier, it's a fun, festive, vibrant environment, and there's a lot of information to be had. But what people should know is that there's no requirement for registration. So we don't ask for any personal information in order to visit the fair, to attend the fair, to go around to the booths and ask your questions. All of that can be done anonymously. And in fact, if you want to seek services, you can just make an appointment or you can call later. That doesn't have to happen on the spot. It's really more the idea that people in the community are wondering what might be available to aid their particular situation, and they can find that out at the fair without having to ask, provide any personal information.
Also heard it referenced 211 a couple of times. Annie Hockett, can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Sure. So we're very excited that we have 211 available in Tuolumne County. It was many years in the making. Essentially, what it is it's a option for someone to pick up the phone, dial 211, and they get connected to a real person that is familiar with our services and can gather enough information to kind of direct that person in the right direction of what services are available. So that is something, again, that we're excited to have up and running in conjunction with the Community Roots, recognizing that someone can call that number, they can call anonymously, and they can still get information that is helpful to their situation.
Can you mention, too, just a little bit about the names of the different organizations that will be involved?
Yeah, so we have, as I said, about 50 organizations in attendance. I won't read through them all or I'll take up the rest of our time, but I'll mention some. So we have Area 12 in attendance. We have our Tuolumne County Animal Control, our Cal Fire and OES. Center for Nonviolent Community will be there, as well as Motherlode Job Training, ADCA, and all the programs that ADCA offers. So Head Start, Food Bank, Housing Supports. We have Blue Zones, who have been a great partner with this event. Resiliency Village, our transit partners. We have the library, Jamestown Family Resource Center, several hospice organizations that will be there, and just many, many others that we're excited to have.
Michelle Jaquetta, I'll go back over to you. You mentioned labs earlier. For people who are going to be taking part in those, should they bring cash along, check? How does that work? Can you bring credit card?
Sure. We won't have the ability to process credit cards, so we ask if those who do want to purchase a lab voucher, it's $45, thankfully a drastically reduced price, which is great, but we will have to take cash or check, and then it'll be the $10 for the optional PSA if folks want that. The screenings are all free. All the stuff that I mentioned earlier about the screenings, those are all free, and those do not cost anything, and the flu shots don't cost anything. And I will say, tagging on to 211, that we also have sort of a hard copy resource guide that's available on the public health website. And for those who like to browse, 211 also has it. You can search 211 Tuolumne and they can look there too. Like if they don't want to talk to a person, they can look on there as well.
Mention those flu shots as well. Are you getting any early indication of what we can expect with the flu season this year?
It's really hard to tell this early on, but it's not too early to get the flu shot. Right now we're in the middle of a COVID surge, but flu season will be hitting us pretty soon. So.
Yeah, when is the best time to get a flu shot? Is it around this time of year or waiting closer to the holidays?
It's good to talk to your doctor about that because it kind of depends on if you have underlying health conditions and things like that. Sometimes if you get it, really early on, you might need to talk to your doctor about waiting and getting a little bit closer, but we're actually happy that we got the flu shots a little earlier this year. I know the pharmacies have already been giving them out, or not giving them out, but offering them. And often we're not able to get them till October. And so this year we're really glad to be able to offer them in conjunction with this event.
We've got a few minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Again, talking about the Community Roots Resource Fair, September 24th, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Daryl Slocum, I'll go back to you. Any other things that we didn't mention?
Well, we didn't talk much about it, BJ, but I think people in the community don't realize that services and benefits are dynamic. Many, if not most of these organizations rely on different funding sources, you know, federal funding, state funding, local fundraising, et cetera, and what they have to offer comes and goes. And so it's not even easy for those that are in the realm to keep up to date on who's offering what. You know, who's providing assistance with energy at the moment? Who's giving out sleeping bags? Who's doing what? And so knowing that, you know, hopefully will help people in the community come to terms with it's almost impossible to keep track of what's going on. And so we're really grateful that the resource fair is available to help people stay current on what's available in the community.
Yeah, and I imagine, too, I mean, if there's younger people in the community, they might want to know what services are available for parents, grandparents. If there's older people in the community, for kids, and what services might be available for their grandkids, that type of thing.
Yeah, as in a grandparent that is now parenting their grandchild, and they've been away from that realm for a while, and they're like, what services are available to help us out? There are organizations there that can absolutely help with that.
Annie Hockett, anything else, too, that we didn't bring up yet for today's show?
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody that's part of this event. You know, every time we get the opportunity to work on this, I'm always just amazed at, you know, the heart for serving that everybody that's involved in this event shows up with. And we're just continuously thankful for the Sonora Area Foundation support. This has been a partnership from day one, and we're just really thankful that we can continue to offer it to our community.
So it's in year four currently. Are you planning for year five already?
We absolutely are, yeah. We will continue this, I think, indefinitely, as long as I'm around.
So obviously the organizations are finding a benefit, too, if they keep signing up and coming back year after year.
Absolutely. We hear kind of early in the year, when is it? You know, I want to mark my calendar now. I want to make sure that we are there. So we know that it's very valuable for our community organizations as well.
And Michelle Jaquetta, again, we've got just a couple minutes left. Give us another quick recap of those health services that are going to be available.
Sure. Again, we have free health screenings, including those basic things like your height and weight, blood pressure, glucose, bone density, all those things that are really great. You can come just get that stuff checked out, especially if you haven't in a long time. And I just really want to welcome everyone. Annie has inspired me to think that, like, everyone's welcome. You know, you don't, even if you're not sure if you're in need, but, you know, come and get connected, not just to resources, but to each other and to our community. And our community is really good for that. I love our community for that, being able to come together and connect with each other and with the organizations that are here to serve.
Imagine, too, I mean, a lot of people loved the health fair for many years, and they were curious about what the future was going to be. It's kind of nice to see that this event has kind of transformed and become part of the health fair.
Absolutely. It's really exciting, and I'm seriously, just to be able to come together and the health and wellness of the whole person, not just your physical health, but your mental well-being, your social well-being, and being able to meet with our community in all those areas.
And we thank our guests for coming in today. Again, we've been talking with a panel of guests about the Community Roots Resource Fair. Again, it's going to be coming up Wednesday, September 24th, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. You've been hearing today from Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director Annie Hockett, Tuolumne County Director of Public Health Michelle Jaquetta, and Sonora Area Foundation CEO Daryl Slocum. Also of note, if you want to find some additional information and background about the Community Roots Resource Fair, Daryl Slocum has authored a new MyMotherlode.com blog on the topic. It's entitled Standing Together, The Importance of the Community Roots Resource Fair. It talks about some firsthand experiences from people who have gone in past events and more details and background. You can find that up on MyMotherLode.com now. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.